నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత. సో రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 8 ద క్యారెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ భరత్ మహారాజ్ టెక్స్ నంబర్స్ 24 అండ్ 25. టెక్స్ 24 విల్ బి వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు రిపీట్ ఎవరీ, సో ఐ జస్ట్ రీడ్ వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. మహారాజ్ భరత్ కంటిన్యూ టు స్పీక్ లైక్ అ మ్యాడ్ మ్యాన్, సీయింగ్ అబౌవ్ హిస్ హెడ్ ద డార్క్ మార్క్స్ on the rising moon which resembled a deer. He said, can it be that the moon, who is so kind to an unhappy man, might also be kind upon my deer? Knowing that it has strayed from home and has become motherless, this moon has given the deer shelter near itself just to protect it from the fearful attacks of a lion. There is no purport, so with Prabhupada. After perceiving the moonshine, Maharaj Bharat continued speaking like a crazy person. He said, the dear sun was so submissive and dear to me that due to its separation, I am feeling separation from my own sun. Due to the burning fever of this separation, I am suffering as if inflamed by a forest fire. My heart, which is like the lily of the land, is now burning. Seeing me so distressed, the moon is certainly splashing its shining nectar upon me. Just as a friend throws water on another friend who has a high fever, in this way, the moon is bringing me happiness. Purport. According to Ayurvedic treatment, it is said that if one has a high fever, someone should splash him with water after gargling this water. In this way, the fever subsides. Although Bharat Maharaj was very aggrieved due to the separation of his so-called son, the deer, he thought that a moon was splashing gargled water on him from its mouth, and that this water would subdue his high fever, which was raging due to separation from the deer. Hare Krishna. So before beginning, I would like to take blessings of His Holiness Bhaktidhir Damodar Goswami Maharaj to speak on this topic. So, in this verse, we can see that Bharat Maharaj, who had renounced the whole kingdom and had taken the life of an ascetic, staying in the forest, performing severe austerities to attain the goal of life. And it was explained in the previous verses that not only when he renounced everything, he was achieving this platform of ecstatic love, but even while he was performing his kingly duties, he was performing different sacrifices to the Supreme Lord, giving charity. And at one point, he left everything. And when he came to the forest, he was so absorbed in worshipping the Supreme Lord that ecstatic tears would come out of his eyes. So much so that he would not be able to see other people. That was the level he had attained. And he had forgotten all the rules and regulations, because he had achieved this higher platform. Also it is explained that if somebody achieves such higher platform of ecstatic love, for him there is no need to follow some rules and regulations, because he has already achieved that platform. But for a neophyte devotee, it is mandatory that he follows these rules and regulations so that gradually he makes advancement. Because ultimately the mind has to be controlled and it has to be brought under the control of the self and focus on the Supreme Lord. And all these rules and regulations are meant to control the mind and focus on the Supreme Lord. And the purpose of all these rules and regulations is Smartavya Satanam Vishnur Vismartavya Na Jatu Chit. That by following all these rules and regulations, one should be able to remember the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Always thinking of Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. That is the goal one has to achieve. If someone simply follows rules and regulations, then it becomes like a ritual. That I have to do this service, so I just do that. And the material nature is very powerful. The moment we start justifying that, no, I am all right, I am following everything properly, that means we are going into the dangerous zone of material energy. So therefore we have to be very careful. And therefore the association of devotees is very, very important, that we remain in the association of devotees and practice devotional service. It is so important. Srila Prabhupada also says that if somebody thinks that he can achieve the ultimate goal of life separately, then he is not in his proper consciousness. So therefore, association of devotees is so important, because even if we are not following properly, somebody else will remind us, Prabhu, please be careful. You are not chanting your rounds properly. You are not attentively hearing. So many ways devotees are there to help us. And if we take that as a signal from the Supreme Lord that, yes, I have to become more serious. I may have practiced for 10 years, 15 years, and some neophyte devotee comes and wakes me up while chanting. It is very embarrassing. It is very insulting also. And one may think that, oh, I am properly chanting my rounds, nobody has to wake me up. That means there is some problem. So, if someone justifies, no, I am properly doing everything, then it becomes difficult. So here in this case of Bharat Maharaj, we can see that he had forgotten all the rules and regulations, because he had achieved that level, the highest level of ecstatic love. And therefore he was not caring for external things, not taking bath properly, not shaving and all that. But what happened, we can see that this is a very instructive story, that this small deer, this deer came in his life, that he saw this doe drinking water, and some lion, he roared, and out of fear this doe died on the other side of the river. and had a miscarriage. And out of fear, that doe also died. And he was seeing in front of his eyes this small child deer floating in the river. So of course devotees are very compassionate. So he felt this compassion in his heart that I have to take care of this small baby deer. No one is there to take care. And if how can I be so hard-hearted that this small jivatma is suffering so much and I am not able to help? So he extended his help. And we can see that then this child deer was coming in between his meditation and snuffing at him while he was doing his meditation and things. When he would arrange some puja paraphernalia, suddenly it would disturb that. And what happened? As the deer grew, then it left. As long as it was getting affection from the king, as long as it was young, it was all protected by this king, Bharat Maharaj. And then it left. And Bharat Maharaj was in total feelings of separation. Not from Supreme Lord, but because of this small deer. And it is explained in this verses that he's speaking like a madman. We can see that previously he had forgotten all the rules and regulations because of ecstatic love for the Supreme Lord. But now he has forgotten all the rules and regulations because of an attachment to the deer. He forgot all the rules and regulations. How material energy is so powerful. And not only he forgot, but he's condemning that what was my meditation? It's feigning meditation. It was not proper meditation. This child deer, it was so so humble or so simple, this child deer was. And I was sometimes would just chastise this small deer and it would sit at one place. See the humility of this deer. He was meditating and he was remembering, all these thoughts are coming into his mind. And then he's completely speaking like a madman. And we can see that if you lose something, it may be an ordinary thing, maybe our small watch, wristwatch. Many devotees they lose in the ashram. So sometimes they have to put notice that somebody has found it. And we are also thinking that it is protected. Somebody has properly kept it. And he will come and give it to me. That's what we think. That it will come to me automatically. So this king is also thinking like that. That this deer has been lost. It has gone somewhere. And in this forests, there are so many animals. He was thinking of tigers, they wander in the forest alone, but other animals like dogs and other animals, they wander in the as in flocks. So is it possible that this child deer is being eaten by this tiger or these dogs? So sometimes some negative thoughts are coming in his mind, sometimes positive thoughts. Like in this verse, he is looking at the sun, at the moon. And on the moon there are shadows, means some darkness is there. So sometimes some poets think that there is a deer on the moon. It is a shadow of a deer. So he's thinking, he's meditating in that way, that the moon is so merciful. It gives all protection. Its rays are very cooling. So is it possible that this moon has given protection to this child deer? So in this way, his meditation is going on. And it is explained in the next verse, he's saying that he is feeling tremendous feelings of separation, burning fever of this separation, as if suffering in inflamed forest fire, as is suffering in the forest fire. And it is explained that someone is suffering because of such high fever, then according to Ayurvedic treatment, it is explained that one should splash water on him after gargling. I don't know what type of this procedure is there. But Srila Prabhupada explained that this is an Ayurvedic treatment. Of course, we have seen devotees putting on their head cold water, this cloth. So this is also another treatment, I think. So he is looking at the moon and is thinking that this moon is so merciful. And this, that means I have lost this deer, and he is considering this deer as his son. I lost my son. But this moon is so merciful that it is splashing its cooling rays upon me. So somehow that he is trying to console his mind that there is still hope, hoping against hope. He is still hoping that this deer is protected somewhere. So this is a case, actually, we can see that how somebody can get so much drifted away. Although he has practiced spiritual life for so many years, this is a very graphic example in Srimad Bhagavatam, that we have to be so much careful, and that even we may be practicing for 10 years, 15 years, but still material energy is so powerful that somebody can get drifted away suddenly. And then one may start thinking, though, what happened? He was practicing so nicely and suddenly he is in total material consciousness. So that is the power of material energy. It gradually it tricks you. And in the material world, this is a material place. And this is here how the material energy is acting, how people get enamored in the material world. That also we can see that there are so many advertisement industries are there. They also advertise their products, that this, you eat this, you drink this, and you will be happy. And sometimes they give free samples, okay, take these free samples, you enjoy it. And then they go away. And then, as one develops the taste for enjoying these things, one can't give up. Then one is hooked up, okay, I can't give it up. I have to, at least he justifies, start justifying. It is alright, everyone is doing what is wrong in it, even if I take one or two cups of these drinks, there is no problem. So, and then suddenly he gets entangled into that, addicted to so many bad habits. So this is the nature of the material world, that how it entraps you. Although you are so much powerful, but still material energy has different tricks to entrap you. And it may happen in the spiritual life also, that one may be in the beginning very enthusiastic, chanting all rounds with all the devotees, hearing Bhagavatam very attentively. And suddenly, after some time, that enthusiasm is not there. And it's moment by moment, it's an endeavor, it's a battle actually. Srila Prabhupada also explains other place in Srimad Bhagavatam that if someone takes to spiritual life or Krishna consciousness, it is like declaring war against material energy. Where when you are on the battlefield, you just can't remain inattentive. If you remain inattentive, enemy will come and attack you. You have to be very alert in defending yourself and attacking the enemy if you want to be victorious. So here we are declared war against material energy. So much danger is there. Any time we can get affected by material energy. So therefore in some previous work, Parpat Srila Prabhupada also explained that therefore this morning program is so important. Attending Mangala Arati, chanting rounds, hearing Bhagavatam. This is a very simple life. And if someone takes to that, then he can very easily make progress. And even after making so much progress also, he has to be so much careful that he is not getting affected by this material energy. So, this is very important instructive story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this was an illusory deer actually. This deer was not real also. We can see that all means it had a material body. It was not that Bharat Maharaj was attached to some spiritual object. That this deer was a very great devotee of Lord or nothing like that. It was just simple ordinary deer in the forest. And in the forest there are so many deers. Yesterday's purport also it was explained that where the tract of land wherein the footprints of a black deer can be seen is understood to be a suitable place to execute religious rituals. That means forest especially, there are so many footprints of a deer. And such places are suitable places. So many sages are doing their meditation and things. And they may be seeing so many deers walking around them. And there is no need of getting attached. But still, this deer, means how Bharat Maharaj got attached to this illusory deer. And so much so that he gave up everything, all his practices. There is one verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It explains that how this Maya Mruga or illusory deer, how it is so, how it was so alluring to Mother Sita Devi. This, when this deer came as golden deer, and this deer also was frolicking around for some time, dancing, and then it went away, hid in the bushes. But Mother Sita, she got so attracted. She thought that, I want to have this deer. And she wanted Lord Ram to go and search out for this deer. Lakshman was explaining that there is no species like that. I know all 84 lakh species of life. This is not a proper species. This is some illusory demon. Demon is playing the tricks. So there is no need of searching for this deer. But still, Mother Sita, of course this is a very instructive story. Means pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And afterwards Lord Ram had to go and search out for this deer, and then we can see that what happened. So this verse, it explains in Srimad Bhagavatam that Tyakta Sudustyajya Surepsita Rajya Lakshmim Dharmisht Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam Maya Mrugam Daitayapsita Anvadhavat Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, this verse is coming. Karabhajan Muni is explaining to King Nimi. He was giving the different incarnations, avatars of the Supreme Lord, which come in different yugas. So he was explaining the description of Mahapurush in Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave up the company of Goddess of Fortune, his wife, Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Devi. And what he did? Dharmishta Arya Vachasa. He was a faithful follower of religion. Dharmishta Arya Vachasa. What happened once? That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform his Sankirtan in the house of Shrivas Thakur, they would close the doors. They would not allow anyone who is faithless to enter into this Sankirtan. So that time there was one Brahmana. He wanted to see the chanting and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But of course they had closed the doors and they were chanting so loudly that no one could hear the knocking on the door. So this Brahmana felt very insulted. And next day he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the banks of the Ganges. And he cursed him. That what type of person you are? I want to see you are chanting and dancing and closing the doors. You will lose all material fortune. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so be it, there is no problem. And then what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? He took sannyas. Yadgadaranyam. He took sannyas for what? Maya mrugam daita epsita anvadhavat. It explains that to run after the conditioned souls, anvadhavat, to show them the compassion. Maya mrugam, these are a conditioned soul. Maya means things of this material world, family, husband, wife, children, all material paraphernalia. Mrugam, and those who are running after. Those who are running after all these things, these are conditioned souls. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is running after them. For what? To give them the mercy. Anvadhavat. And for that he took sannyas. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that how this verse is applicable to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had Goddess of Fortune as his wife. He gave up at the age of 24 when he was very young and took sannyas, the renounced order of life. For what? To run after these conditioned souls who are suffering in the material world. So there is another explanation by Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Jiva Goswami explains the same verse in a different way. He explains that how this verse is applicable to Lord Krishna. That Lord Krishna also gave up Rajya Lakshmi. And what is Rajya Lakshmi? The opulent tract of Mathura. It is explained that Mathura Mandal is very, very opulent because Lord has taken birth in Mathura Mandal. Dharmishta Arya Vachasa. And he was also faithful follower of religion. Arya Vachasa, to fulfill the instructions of his parents, Vasudev and Devaki. What he did? Yadgadaranyam. He also went to the forest. Forest of Vrindavan. He left Mathura and went to Vrindavan. Why Vasudeva and Devaki sent Lord Krishna to Vrindavan? Because of fear of Kansa. Kansa was there in Mathura and they had fear that he would kill Lord Krishna. He had already killed so many children. So to fulfill the instructions of his parents, he went to Vrindavan. Entered into this forest of Vrindavan. Maya mrugam daita epsita anvadhavat. And here what he was doing, he was also running in the forest. Forest of Vrindavan. He was herding the cows. And Maya Mrugam. Here Srila Jiva Goswami gives a very esoteric meaning for this. And he explains that Mrugam, he became simply like a pet animal in the hands of Maya, Yoga Maya, Supreme Yoga Maya, Srimati Radharani. He was just very obedient to Srimati Radharani. Because Srimati Radharani had performed so many austerities and so many worships to please Lord Krishna. So therefore he became a pet animal to Srimati Radharani. Maya Mrugam Daitayapsita Dhavata Anvathavat. And he was running after here and there in the forest of Vrindavan. Then Srila Sridhar Swami gives another meaning to this verse. He explains that how this verse is applicable to Lord Sri Ramachandra. Lord Sri Ramachandra also, he gave up Tyakta Sudhas Tejya Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. He also gave up the opulent kingdom of Ayodhya. And what he did, Dharmishta Arya Vachasa, to fulfill the instructions of his parents, Arya Vachasa, his parents, Dashrath, and Kaikai Yadgaranyam. He also entered into the forest of Dandakaranyam. And Maya Mrugam Daita Epsitam Anvadhavat. He was also running after Maya Mruga, the illusory deer. So different acharyas have given these different meanings to this verse. And there is nothing wrong in it. Because these acharyas have got these higher realizations, and according to their realization, they are giving the meaning, different meanings to the same words. So we can see that how Bharat Maharaj, he also got attracted to this deer, which was not real, and everything in this material world is temporary. This deer also, it was there for some time and it just vanished in the forest somewhere. But it created so much attachment in the heart of Bharat Maharaj that he gave up all these rules and regulations and completely became mad after this deer. So we can see that how much we also have to be careful that we don't justify the things in the name of spirituality or Krishna consciousness or Yukta Vairagya. That we may say, oh no, I'm using this for Krishna's service. And ultimately then we start using for our own sense gratification. We have to become so much careful. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that therefore we have to chant very attentively. Chanting is very, very important. In fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj explains, according to his standards, if someone doesn't chant 64 rounds daily, then he is fallen. That is the standard of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur Maharaj. But of course, Srila Prabhupada has given us a lot of concession. He has reduced it to 16 rounds minimum. And we think that when the 16th rounds will be over, we are just waiting for the last beat to come. In fact, when we are chanting, we are on the liberated platform. There is no means. We are already on the liberated from chanting, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the transcendental activities. But we think that, no, after chanting I will get liberation. After chanting my 16th round, I will be liberated now. So, the same spiritual activities in the beginning, which are giving so much spiritual bliss, If you are not attentive, then the same spiritual activities will become a ritual and material and will lose a taste. So therefore we have to be very careful that every day we have to chant very attentively, hear Srimad Bhagavatam and do all the services given to us and remain enthusiastic. This is very difficult to continue year after year after year. In the beginning somebody may be very enthusiastic, thinking that I will perfect in this way only. I will not face any problems in my life. But we have to become more serious in Krishna consciousness and hear these pastimes, not just hear and repeat, but hear and realize these pastimes in our lives, that how for a king like Bharat Maharaj, he was on such an elevated level, he gave up everything. To give up some material positions is so difficult, but he gave up the whole kingdom. He went in the forest, and not just suffering there in the forest, but he had achieved so much spiritual levels, higher levels of spiritual advancement, that he was almost on the bhava platform. He was developing these spiritual sentiments towards the Supreme Lord. But still, he was attracted to such an ordinary deer. So we can understand that how material energy is so powerful, and how we have to become gradually detached from this material world. Once Janani Vasu or Pankaj Angri Prabhu, he gave one example that in Mayapur, many Bengal, many brahmacharis, they come in the beginning and they come with no positions with them and they start doing their services and doing a lot of things. And after some time, they're asking that, I want some money to purchase one lock and key, because now there are so many things he has gathered, so it should be safe. I want small trunk to keep everything safe in that, and therefore I need one lock to keep everything safe. That means attachments are increasing. Gradually you had renounced everything, but after that slowly attachments are increasing. You develop so many positions and you need now safety, security. So in this way, it means how attachment, that is the nature of this material world, that even if you don't want so many things, but still attachments will come. People will come and give this, okay, you keep this as a gift. And we accept that, okay, and then we get attached. And we become conditioned. We think that, oh, without this, it will not work. I need this. I need this watch. I need this Walkman. So many things. So it keeps on increasing. So therefore, we have to be very careful that we don't get attached. We should be ready to give up everything at any time. That is a real sign of advancement. How much detached you are from all material things. Although things are around you, but you are not attached. So this is very difficult. But we have to practice. We have to practice very sincerely and chant our rounds very attentively, pray to the Lord, and develop this humble service attitude. If you are attached to Krishna's service, then even so many material attachments are taken away, you won't mind. Because you are attached to Krishna's service. And these things will happen. Gradually, so many things will be taken away. Even if you don't want to give up, time will take away everything from you. And that is the supreme mercy of the Lord. yasyam anugrunnami harishya tad dhanam shane. That he, when he shows supreme compassion or supreme mercy upon his devotee, he takes away things from him. And here also the Supreme Lord wanted to show compassion, supreme mercy upon Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he took away the attachment from him, this deer. He was most attached. He gave up everything, he forgot. He gave up all the practice, spiritual practices. So Supreme Lord had to intervene again. And he took away this deer. Yasyam anugrunnam. He took away. That was the supreme mercy of the Lord. And then again he was wandering in the forest and speaking like a madman. And he was so much attached and that he died in that consciousness and became a deer. How much, what price he had to pay? 2 more lives. He could have just finished his business in this life. But again he came as deer in the next life. Because he was so much attached to this deer, he developed the body of a deer. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejantyantyan kalevaram tam tam evete kaunte sada tad bhava bhavita. Lord Krishna explains, whatever state of consciousness you are having, when you give up your body, you will achieve that state. Sada tad bhava bhavita. So he was so much absorbed in thinking of this, yes, tavar jangam dekhi. What is the state of a Mahabhagavat? He sees Lord Krishna everywhere. But he was seeing deer everywhere. Stavar jangam dekhi. Na dekhi taru murti. Sarvatra bhaya. Nija ishta deva spurti. Mahabhagavat. He sees Lord Krishna everywhere. Inanimate, animate objects. Everywhere he sees Lord Krishna. He relates rasoma pusukamteya prabhashmi shashashura. That is a state of a Mahabhagavat. But from that level, what was, what state Bharat Maharaj achieved? He was seeing deer everywhere. On the moon he was seeing deer. He was saying that moon has protected this deer. And he died in that consciousness. And he himself became deer. And he remembered. He remembered what mistake he did. It was a very serious mistake he did in his spiritual life. He developed the body of the deer and he was remembering that I was a king and I was doing all spiritual practices, Pula, Ashram and all that, he remembered. But then he understood, now I don't have to repeat this. I have to go back to that ashram and whatever Svijas are doing there, bhajan, I should be part of that. So then he became a detached deer. Bharat Maharaj, though he was so much attached to this deer, but in the body of a deer he became detached completely. And he became attached to again devotional practices. And again he had to take birth as Jada Bharat. And then he perfected his life. So that Srimad Bhagavatam explains that how much you have to become careful. Srila Prabhupada also explains that even if you are attached to one rasgulla, you have to come back. So how much you are should be careful that things come, opulent things come, so many people will offer you so many things. But you have to remain simple. You have to understand how much is too much. How much I am getting drifted away by material attachments. My consciousness is getting disturbed. Not able to chant my rounds. And so immediately you have to become alert. And again chant our rounds sincerely and pray to Krishna. And be in the association of devotees. Don't separately practice Krishna consciousness. So this is a very instructive story, and of course in the next verses we'll see some more other things. So I will conclude here. So if anyone has any questions or comments, somebody can. हरे कृष्ण. गणत्रा श्रीमद्भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की.